Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join us as we face the issues. We're looking forward to a lively broadcast today. We would invite you to participate during the course of this show. That telephone number to get you through to the studios and right to our microphones, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening by way of the internet, that is 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're talking about celebrating Independence Day. Why do we celebrate Independence Day? What is Independence Day? What do we celebrate it for? How do we celebrate it? What does it point to? What is the purpose of it? Should we continue to celebrate July the 4th, Independence Day? What does it mean to you? We're going to ask you to call in today, join the dialogue and discussion, let us know what Independence Day means to you, and let us know, what do you know about the Declaration of Independence? Who signed it? When was it signed? Why was it signed? What was the purpose? Why were the 13 colonies interested in becoming independent? What was taking place that caused it to happen? Several of those questions we'll deal with during the course of this broadcast today, and looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is God's word that truly sets us free. We're free indeed if we know the Lord Jesus Christ. That is knowing truth. And it was the Lord Jesus that said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. So ladies and gentlemen, if you boil that down to the very essence of what is said in John 8:31-32 and John 14:6, listen very carefully. Jesus Christ is truth. He is the centrality of truth. He is the foremost in truth. And so the scripture is saying, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're free indeed if we know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus made a declaratory statement. He said, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that ought to be where we place our confidence and our trust and our dependence and recognize that is the only truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that we're right on target with that today in the society in which we're living in. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Let me read you a couple of statements from Jim DeMint, former U.S. Senator. DeMint says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, DeMint wrote. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge you each and every day on this broadcast to be faithful to the truth. And that is the truth of the Word of God, and all that flows out of that is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business package for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff that can answer all your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly and oriented environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sundays, allowing the staff and all of the members of the folks at Tools for Time to be able to be off on Sunday and worship with your family in the house of God as God ordained it for the child of God. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview and see what God does, placing you into the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate Independence Day, I'm going to read to you the Declaration of Independence. Don't know if you've ever heard it before. I find that those that are 50 years old and younger have not been taught the Declaration of Independence, our founding documents, our founding fathers, for the most part. That age group, and this is not being denigrated, you may be different, and that's all right. I'd love to hear from you. But for the most part, that age group's not been taught true American history, not been taught anything about our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, you know, nothing about the founding documents, etc. And I'll tell you some of the findings that's just recently been made known by way of television that validates that. But I'm looking at page 3. Of my book entitled, Is It Time for Revolution?, published back in 2012. But I introduced the book with the Declaration of Independence. Declaration of Independence, July the 4th, 1776. Let me read carefully, concisely, precisely, and directly. Then I'm going to ask you some questions and love to have you join the dialogue and discussion on it. Remind you again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. It reads this way: when in the course of human history, human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare that the cause which impelled them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than the right themselves by abolishing the forms for which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferances of these colonies, 13 colonies, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that time, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of, of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to the candid world. And then, ladies and gentlemen, there are 33 charges that are levied against King George as to the rationale and the reason for separating from Great Britain. That's called, ladies and gentlemen, our Declaration of Independence. What does these words mean to you? How do you respond to them? Where would America be today, ladies and gentlemen? Would there be an America without the Declaration of Independence? I say no. I watched as the television anchor man just recently went out on the streets in New York City. And he had his microphone in hand, the cameraman there. And he asked some questions about Independence Day. Some of the questions, three or four. He had several. I'll use three or four. Some of the questions he asked, what is Independence Day? You'd be surprised at the answers that were given by what seemingly otherwise on the surface account would have been intelligent human beings. I'm talking about people, men and women, Hispanic, black, white, asking them on the street, what is Independence Day? They would say, a day off from work. Some would say, a day to eat barbecue and have a lot of food. Some said it's a time of partying and having a good time. Not one, ladies and gentlemen, of all of those that were asked on the street corner in New York, and probably some 10 or 15 were asked, not one. And it was done on a indiscriminately basis. It wasn't on picking and choosing color or sex in doing so. But not one could give the answer of what is Independence Day. All of them, by the way, appeared to be in their mid to late 20s and up into what I would call the 50s, in my opinion and observation. Other questions were asked, how do you celebrate Independence Day? They had all kinds of answers. Most was fun and party time. Thirdly, name just one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Name just one of the signers. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone that was asked that question, not a single person could answer and name just one out of 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. Now, you might ask the question, why do we have such an ignorance about the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence? Some were asked the question, should America be celebrating? Should we celebrate America? Multitudes said no. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the reason, in my opinion. I'm looking at an article. It's a poll by Fox News. It says pride is up. Pride in the U.S. is not up, it's down significantly. Subtitle on the article, the percentage of people who are proud of their country is down by 12 points from 2017 and down some 30 points from 2011. Let me just read you a few spots in this article. National pride is down, with the majority of the Republicans, the Democrats, and independents, nearly half of the Democrats, feeling dissatisfied with this country, according to the latest Fox News survey. The poll released Thursday asked registered voters, are you proud of America today? To which just 39% said yes. That's down 12 points from June of 2017, the last time the question was asked, and 30 points down since 2011. While the question has been asked four times, this marks the first time a majority feels disappointed in America. 56% are not proud of America, up from 45% in 2017, and 28% in 2011. June 2022, asking the question, are you proud of America? 39% said yes, and 56% said no. The question was asked, are you proud of America today? Democrats, 46% yes, 48% no. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a shocker. Are you proud of America today? Republicans, 36% said yes, and 60%, that's 6-0, 60% said no, they're not proud of America today. Are you proud of this country? Men, 41% said yes, 56%, 58% said yes in 2017. Are you proud of America? Women, 36%, June of 2022. June of 2017, 44%. This article concludes in this fashion. Whereas once being proud of America was treated as a prerequisite for being patriotic, that too has been subsumed by partisanship. It seems that for pride and for patriotism are no longer about our democratic freedoms, but about the person in the White House, end quote, according to this poll survey by Fox News. Ladies and gentlemen, why do we celebrate Independence Day, July the 4th? That's the question, and I believe it begs to be answered. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, I think it's a good thing to celebrate your heroes. I think it's a good thing to celebrate liberty, especially when it's bought at great price. When those 56 signers of the Declaration signed at the bottom, they signed a mutual pledge, pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. They did, many of them, give up their lives and their fortune, and thank God, none of them gave up their sacred honor. There was a high price to be paid. These men were signing their very own death warrants. They had just signed a declaration of war against the most powerful country on the planet.
Absolutely.
You were going to say something?
Yeah, Greg, I'm looking at, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons, resides up in the southern tip of heaven, and I am thankful for his wisdom that God's given him and knowledge in relationship to our history, what our founding fathers have given us, and what we have as a result of that, and I'm delighted that he can join us on the broadcast today. Greg, I'm looking at an article. It says, wisdom from our founding fathers. Happy Independence Day. John Adams says this, the highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. Now, Greg, I'm sure that's a shock to multitudes today, but let me read that again. This from John Adams. He was the second president of the United States of America. The highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. And further, he goes on to say that the 4th of July ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by a solemn act of the devotion to Almighty God. He further states this, the Declaration of Independence laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity. Further, a statement by John Adams says, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the governance of any other, end quote. Greg, how do you respond to these wonderful, marvelous statements by John Adams in comparison to what we see in America today and the way America is viewed and treated in and with disdain?
Yeah, with great soberness of mind, many of those things were written, were penned by John Adams many times in letters to his wife, Abigail. And it'd be a good thing for everyone today to consider taking a few moments to read some of those letters. This man realized the jeopardy that he was placing himself in. However, he declared for future generations. In one of those letters to Abigail Adams, he talked about how this day would be remembered, Independence Day. He, toward the end of the letter, realized that there would be great, great cost associated with this, but the cost would be worth it all. The ends would make the means worthwhile. And that Declaration of Independence, declaring our independence from the tyrannical crown of King George, and that 33-count indictment against King George spelled out the rationale. Sadly, today, in the 21st century, many of those things that we rebelled against the crown for, many of those things that pastors, the Black Robe Regiment, preached against the crown of King George for, many of those same things are being recreated by the left in America today. And for 60 years, the left has used the classroom, both K through 12 as well as college classrooms and leftist professors, to indoctrinate our kids to believe that this is an evil place, an evil country, for, you know, ever since the 60s. So actually closing in on 80 years, they have kicked God out of the classroom, out of the public forums, removed him from public debate, and identified our founders as evil, rich white men. How do you like that? Well, why do you think today we have movements like Antifa and BLM? And why do you think today we have, 40% you just declared that we're proud of this country? Even believers, many ignorant believers, are thinking today, believing today, as the left would have them to believe, that this is an evil country. Now, once you start believing that those were evil, rich white men, and this was an evil country on evil foundations, you start no longer desiring to defend this country or to celebrate this country. Guess what? The recruitment rate in our military fell off last year. People no longer want to take part. Young people, many of them, despise this country. Now, these people have no earthly idea what they would trade it for. You know, would they trade it for Mao's China? Would they trade it for Stalin's Russia? Would they trade it for Hitler's Germany? Would they trade it for Venezuela? Would they trade it? We can go down the list. What would they trade it for? Do they really know what they're asking for? I contend absolutely not. They do not know what they're asking for, and they do not know true American history and the beautiful foundation on which America was built.
Absolutely. Greg, you saying that brings back to memory some of the research on the subject. I find it absolutely agonizingly outstanding and astonishing that some 63% of millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, some 63% in the millennial age group say they prefer socialism over the capitalistic free society that we have in America today. This is the reason it brings to mind, Greg. John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States, said this: "The Declaration of Independence cast off all the shackles of this dependency. The United States of America were no longer colonies. They were an independent nation of Christians." And further, Samuel Adams says, if ever time should come when a vain and aspiring man shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. Benjamin Franklin said, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." And I like what Patrick Henry said. Patrick Henry said this: "The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and our interest." Patrick Henry further says, "It is when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains." And Greg, in the era in which we're living, I find that we are allowing tyrants to forge the chains to bind us. When I go back and research what the 33 charges against King George, and you're very familiar with them, but for the benefit of our audience, I'm going to list two or three of them. I've got them listed page 5 through about page 8 in my book, Is It Time for Revolution? First of all, he had refused his assent to the laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good, the writer said. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of an immediate and pressing importance. It goes on to talk about he has dissolved representative house repeatedly. He's refused for a long time after such dissolution caused others to be elected. He has obstructed the administration of justice. He has erected a multitude of new offices. He has affected to render the military independence of and superior to civil powers.
And I could go on and on. That goes further, right? That goes further. The point where he says that he has erected a multitude of new offices, and it goes on, it says, and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out our substance.
Yes.
Today, folks, that's been recreated in spades, on steroids. These folks, literally, the kingdoms that they have built around different agencies, those are built for one purpose, to harass the people and eat out our substance. Very few of them are engaged in securing your rights. And according to the Declaration, that is why government should exist, to secure our rights. And I'm going to have to go, but I'll say this. Folks need to reread that Declaration end to end and realize that these rights that we have, according to the Declaration, these unalienable rights are a gift from our Creator,
yes,
not our government. And as that declaration wrapped up with that 33-count indictment against King George, they also went on to say, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress, and our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. We're seeing these things play out again today, and they did their best to work something out and continued to be injured by that same government, that same tyrannical crown, over and over. Are we seeing that today? And for anybody that doubts that, understand that they are turning folks loose across this country that happen to be leftist criminals, while at the same time, if you happen to be caught parading through the people's house, considering no other crime, you know, if you didn't smash a window, if you didn't turn anything over, if you didn't threaten anyone, if you didn't push anyone, you just walked into the People's House of Representatives on January 6th, you may find yourself in jail for the past 18 months without seeing a trial, without having the benefit of bail. Been sitting in it. So are they not using the government to absolutely crush any dissent? Absolutely. We're watching it happen, and folks, unless you stand up, unless you speak up, it will get worse. But today I challenge believers, do stand up and speak up. You're not a second-class citizen. Do as Daniel Webster would have had you do, based on his quote, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it. So go guard and defend it today. It would honor our
Absolutely.
Founding fathers.
Greg, thank you so much for your input, for your dialogue and discussion on the matter. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much for taking time to join us on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Got a moment or two before the top of the hour news. Time to take a call if you have a call, if you have an interest, if you have a dialogue, a point that you want to ask or a question you want to ask to respond to. I'm looking at this article that's a fantastic article in relationship to the statements from our founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson, for example, said, I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society, but the people themselves. And if we think them not entitled are eligible of enough to exercise their control with a wholesome direction, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional power. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. The practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society, God has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be affected by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of this moral principles of Jesus Christ, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in the discourses. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Independence Day, July the 4th. Why do we celebrate it? What's the purpose? What do we have as a result of our independence, our Declaration of Independence? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. About 1 minute, we'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.